Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I am joined by Kansas author Debbie Gassert to talk about her new book, Mighty Neighborly. The book tells a true story of the Frederick Iwert murder case in 1983, a case that made Kansas history. There were a few things that first drew Debbie to the Frederick Iwert case.
My husband was actually born and raised in Washington County, and I can remember back when this all happened. My in-laws just lived a few miles from him, and I was thinking, gosh, if it could happen to Fred, it could happen to anybody. And then in 23, I was looking for a project to write about, and the case just kind of came back to me. And when I did some research, I found out no one had ever written a book about it. And that kind of surprised me. So I thought, well, I will go and take a look at court transcripts, which I did. And I was hooked. Once I started reading the court transcripts, I thought this is something that needs to be told. And especially before more memories and firsthand accounts were lost.
For those unfamiliar, she explains what happened in this case.
In 1983, April 20th, Frederick Iwert went missing, and he was a disabled farmer living in Washington County, and he just disappeared without a trace and left behind animals and checkbook and billfold and canes and even his meds. And despite there being no witnesses, no murder body, the local chiropractor was convicted of first-degree murder. And that was only the second time in Kansas history that someone was convicted of murder without a body. So that made this case incredibly rare and quite significant.
This case is especially notable because it led to a murder conviction without a body. There were some challenges for Debbie in telling that story.
Absolutely. That's kind of what made it so fascinating. There's so many theories out there about where Fred's body might be, but there was never any physical evidence to confirm any of those rumors. And from the beginning, I was hoping that telling this story might reach someone who may have information that may know where the body is, and maybe somehow we could bring Fred home to his family. You know, the person that was responsible for this was kind of renowned for liking to brag, and I always held on to the hope that maybe he told someone.
Her book is titled Mighty Neighborly, and it does connect to the events in the book.
Well, Fred Iwert was disabled, and he walked with a cane, and his neighbor was Doc Garner, and he was helping him with his chores, but never would receive payment for it. And so, kind of to the community, he appeared to be mighty neighborly, and so that kindness was almost like an illusion. He ultimately murdered Fred in an attempt to steal his property. And so the title kind of reflects that contrast on how appearances can be deceiving and that sometimes they can be hiding something that's very dark.
There was quite a bit of research that went into writing this book.
When I first started telling folks I was going to write it, my family and friends warned me that, it had been 40 years and probably most people that were involved have passed away, but they were wrong. I found volumes of material about the case. And so for the last 2.5 years, my husband and I have been traveling around Kansas and Nebraska and researching newspapers and county and city offices and law enforcement records and court transcripts. And I even pulled in genealogy sources like libraries and cemeteries and find a grave and museums and, trying to find any source that would have information about this case. The most meaningful part, though, of all of that research was the people. And it amazed me how many people still remembered the case, and they were so generous in sharing their stories with me.
True crime can be a delicate balance. She blended factual reporting with storytelling to keep readers engaged.
Well, I've structured the book in two parts. And so first part is written in first person, and it's told through the voices of some of the people that are involved in the case. So the facts are there, but I reconstructed thoughts and dialogue based on sworn testimony and documented statements because there's no way to know what people thought or said 40 years ago. The second part of the book takes the readers behind the scenes. So It's covering details that never made it in courtrooms or in the newspaper, and it kind of reveals what happened to the murderer after he went to prison and was paroled.
And finally, she would like readers to take away from this book the importance about caring for your neighbor.
I would say probably the importance of caring about their neighbor. Had the community not acted so quickly in reporting Fred as a missing person and then investigating his disappearance, I think it's possible the murderer might have gotten away with it.
A big thank you to Debbie Gassert for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs and that she wanted to talk about her new book, Mighty Neighborly. Debbie will also make an appearance at the Washington Public Library on May 23rd from 10:30 a.m. to noon. If you would like to hear this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.